The Oklahoma legislature repealed an income tax cut trigger this week and replaced the state's A through F system for grading schools. As part of our weekly series, Capital Insider, KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley about those measures and a newly announced candidate for governor.
Sean, the House has approved repeal of the state individual income tax reduction trigger that would have lowered the rate to 4.85%. Now, legislators have had a chance to do that before. Why now?
Well, currently we're dealing, of course, with a $900 million shortfall for the upcoming fiscal year. The problem with that is, had there been any revenue growth of more than $100 million in the upcoming fiscal year, that income tax trigger would have been tripped and the rate reduction would have occurred. And that would have left them with $100 million less to spend for the next fiscal year. So in other words, as many had pointed out prior to the House's consideration of the bill, it literally would have eaten up any growth revenue and any chance of recovery of funds for state agencies that might have occurred.
Does this vote signal a reevaluation of tax cuts?
I'm not sure that it does. That was an issue that the Democrats raised on the floor, trying to get Representative Earl Sears, who carried the bill, to say that maybe tax cuts had not stimulated the economy the way that Republicans thought that they would. Representative Sears pointed out that we do have a $900 million shortfall and that the trigger would eat up any growth. Basically, what he said is, now is not the time to consider another tax cut.
There has been a lot of talk about measures to raise revenue. What's happened so far?
Well, quite simply, not a lot. We saw five bills pass the Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget this last week, but none of them were major measures to increase revenue. A couple were related to enforcement or the procedure of paying taxes, and there was one which would have eliminated a sales tax exemption, the exemption on professional athletic tickets. That bill did pass the House and headed to the Senate, but it looks like that is not going to be heard in the Senate. Combined, we're talking about less than $25 million of additional revenue.
This is mostly low-hanging fruit. How are those decisions being made?
Well, we've heard from both the House Speaker, Charles McCall, and the Senate Appropriations Chair, Kim David, that a lot of these discussions are taking place behind closed doors in the Republican caucuses. We talked last week, for example, about the 51s, those bills that simply need a majority of votes in each chamber to be passed. And that's what they're looking for in their caucuses, a majority of members, at least 51 votes in the House and 25 in the Senate that can pass these measures, and then you don't need help from the Democrats to move those bills forward.
Legislators passed a new A through F school grading system and accountability plan.
That's right, and it received the praise of Superintendent of Public Instruction Joy Hoffmeister. What this bill essentially does is repeal and replace the current A to F system, and one of the key selling points for it was that it looks at specific data underneath the grade so that schools themselves can see where they may need to make improvements. Parents and other taxpayers can also look at that data and better evaluate the schools.
And it's based on growth.
That's right. It's based on a growth and improvement in student performance, not simply counts and measures like the old system was.
What's the status of measures to change the criminal justice system?
Those measures have now passed both the House and the Senate. They grew out of Governor Mary Fallon's task force, which met last fall and into the start of the spring, that involved groups like the Pew Charitable Trust. The bills have moved through the House and the Senate and are now going to conference committee. These are very complicated pieces of legislation. Some change some current nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors. Others modify the pardon and parole process. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done on these bills to make sure all the I's are dotted and all the T's crossed.
Del City Representative Scott Inman announced on Thursday he is running for governor. How will that affect governing for the remainder of the session?
It will be interesting to see. Some will say that he has already been running for governor as head of the House Minority Caucus, the Democratic Caucus in the House. But we'll just have to see what role that plays in his decisions in the coming weeks.
That's the Capital Insider, eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapital collaborate each week on Capital Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at eCapital and at KGOU News.